I'm obsessed with this next sponsor and I don't even have kids, but I do have a lot of kids in my family and a lot of my friends' kids that I'm always looking for different things to be able to do with them, creative, fun things. And especially this time of year and for people this year who are maybe homeschooling their kids looking for new science and art projects, KiwiCo is hands-on science and art projects that get to give the gift that sparks curiosity and learning all year round. It's so cool, you guys. I just opened up one of their crates and it is called Exploring the Stars, where you actually get to make your own constellation lantern. So not only are these teaching you all about constellations and what constellations are, but you get to make this really cool lantern with lantern paper, with a lantern light, and it lights up while you're learning. And what the crates do is they actually teach you as you go. So while you're building different things, you're learning, and then you get this really cool project at the end. So it's really cool because you can deliver the gift of wonder to everyone on your holiday list. It's not just going to be that toy that gets thrown in the corner again. So while they might be unable to go fun places for the holidays, you can get them a gift that makes them say, oh my God, this is so awesome. Unboxing a crate feels just as exciting as receiving it. So KiwiCo does the legwork for you. You can spend more quality time tackling projects together and you can start a new holiday tradition. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, I am all about starting new holiday traditions. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code Lori at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code Lori.
Sometimes, no matter what we teach you about, focus on the bright side. And, you know, we're looking at what we don't have, sort of what we have. We too fall victim to getting into looking at the wrong things, but you can stop it on a dime by doing a few of the right things.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back.
With another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we haven't recorded this in a couple of weeks.
I know, because we batched a bunch for the holidays.
Imagine that.
I know. Wasn't that nice, like, to have a week off there?
It really was. Actually, it was really nice to have a week off because that fits into today's episode. And we are just like raising our hands on this episode and saying, oh my God, somebody save us. We are so freaking overwhelmed right now.
He and she both said, we're freaking overwhelmed.
I had no idea.
I don't like to say that. Do you know what's bothering me that we're having this podcast? Like, that I'm like, oh my God, normally, because what we teach is, yes, acknowledge it, but then reframe it. And we've been doing all of the reframing that you can possibly do. And no, we haven't. That's a lie.
No,
but we've been really trying. But I think we just did so many things all at once with the move. Like, I think we forget that moving is one of the most stressful things you can possibly do in your life.
Well, the first thing I think is going on is, we have an expectation hangover.
Yeah.
I expected that we had this planned out and we had all this help and it was going to be really easy and we would interrupt our lives for a week, but then we would be, you know, back to normal after that. Yeah, not even close.
No, not at all. Like, my office has just like tons of boxes in it and no, I desk. Don't have a just desk boxes. Yet. And I'm randomly jumping from room to room. We have your brother and his girlfriend staying here, which is great, but it also adds to us jumping rooms for offices, all of us working together every week. Yeah, it's just, there's so many things going on. Having company, having what else? No, I don't have an assistant. We don't have our normal housekeeper shortage. Right now, who's amazing, but we don't have her.
There's a national shortage on furniture, by the way, everyone. Here, you know, everyone thought that we're in some kind of a recession. There is like a 3 or 4 month shortage on furniture orders. There is a 3 or 4 month shortage on washers and dryers. There is a several month shortage on like good help and good labor to finish, you know, building things you need built in your home or fixed. It is crazy, at least here. Maybe not national, but here in Arizona.
I feel like I need to put it like an asterisk out there that says, and yet we know we have a great life.
Of course.
But right now, I'm having trouble breathing in the morning. Like it seems like in the afternoon, I kind of like get my bearings and like, you know, as I start really getting into things. But in the morning, I'm waking up so overwhelmed. Like I can't breathe. Like I can hardly talk to you. I'm really frustrated. I'm trying to stay in a good mood and I'm just not.
And by the way, if you're hearing this, you're like, oh, you poor people, you don't have your assistants. You don't have your house, normal housekeeper. You don't have all these things yet. This is not what this is about.
No.
This is about us sharing with you vulnerably that we are overwhelmed and where we caught ourselves looking at the wrong things and what you can do when you catch yourself being overwhelmed. So on the surface, one would listen to this podcast and they would say, well, you're overwhelmed because you just moved. But that's really not true. Because we can technically get everything done. We really can. I think we're realizing that. We're overwhelmed for a big reason because we found ourselves asking what's missing instead of what's great. What did we gain? So we were concentrating on what's missing, what's missing, who's missing. I don't have this yet. I don't have that yet. Instead of concentrating on some of the things that we've gained that we absolutely love, like it's easier to get around. It's easier to run errands.
Way easier to get around.
We absolutely love the weather right now. And we've been concentrating on the wrong things. And that's adding to us feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. I found myself yesterday on a walk with you because that's kind of where we solve the world's problems. Just really going, oh my gosh, this is why I feel this way is because, you know, I'm looking for the why am I overwhelmed instead of like, well, what can I do to support myself? I'm like, oh, because I don't have my assistant. I'm trying to raise money. I'm trying to run this other business. I'm trying to do this podcast. I'm starting another podcast. Like all of these different things that I'm piling on my plate. Looking at how am I going to do this without someone? Well, here I am like, I just hired someone. They're starting. I wasn't even thinking of that. It was just like, oh, she's not here yet.
That's an example, by the way, of looking at what you don't have instead of looking
exactly,
at what you have.
Exactly. Like instead of going, oh, well, she's starting this week.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing that I got somebody to start and it's just a little while longer that I'm going to feel this way. And pretty soon, like I'm going to feel amazing because I have help coming in. And I think like even just with the house, knowing that the holidays are coming and it's, you know, just birthdays and people coming in and things like that, I'm looking at, wow, I have nobody to help me with this house and the unboxing and moving and all of the things instead of just saying, okay, sit down, find some help, get some TaskRabbit people over here. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to be able to do this and how great that you have these people that you can actually call on to do this, you know? Instead, I was just like, I don't have anyone. I'm going to have to do this all myself. I don't have time to do this. How am I going to run this company? How am I going to start? It that's what we do, right? We go down the rabbit hole of what we don't have.
So there's 2 points here that Lori's making that I hope you guys are grabbing. Point number one is a lot of times when you feel overwhelmed, it's because you think your current situation is going to last forever. And in 99% of the cases, it's not.
Yeah.
But you're pretending it is. You're acting like it is. Maybe there's even a little dopamine hit of attention in there by playing out like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's going to last this way forever. And that's normally not the case. That's point number one. Point number two, I hope that you caught, is there's always a solution. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody that you can call for help, something that you can use for help, some hack that you can use for efficiency, or sometimes something that you can give up in terms of expectations. It's okay to not get everything done by a certain deadline.
So I want to remind you that while this is like one of the most exciting times of the year, it's also one of the most stressful. But I don't want you to just try to survive. This is all about thriving. And that's why I love Headspace. It's literally your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy to use app. You guys, I'm obsessed because whatever situation I'm in, Headspace really can help me feel better. And you know that listening to this podcast that I can feel overwhelmed a lot of the time, but I talk about meditating for very short periods of time, and Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you that really does make a difference, especially if I need help falling asleep. They also have a wind down session for all of their members that people absolutely swear by. And parents, you can even do morning meditations with your kids. So you deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/happy. That's headspace.com/happy for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/happy today. You know, and this morning we almost skipped our walk because we were both so overwhelmed and like pissed off. And then I was like, we know that we have to go for this walk right now. I was like, I know that you're upset because you were upset, like maybe with me, that you didn't have time or something to go. And I'm like, we absolutely need to go to start reframing and get in the right mindset and get a plan, because we often give up the very thing that's going to help us in these moments. That's why this is so important right now during the holiday season, is so many people stop working out.
Yes.
They stop, you know, meditating. They stop asking for help. And they start just thinking like, it feels like the world is going to implode. So while it's a really exciting time of the year, it's also a time of the year where you need to support yourself more. Drink water. Take care of yourself. Have healthy food. You know, and just sit down and like talk to somebody or make a plan, talk about why you're overwhelmed and ask for help on how you could help negate that, because that's what happens. It's like we all kind of push off the most important things that we need to do, not to mention that you and I haven't even bought things for people yet.
No.
And so we need to.
There's like the list of people to buy gifts for coming up is getting pretty quote overwhelming.
But I do want to say that we have some epic friends at our favorite winery at One Hope. And yes, we're dropping this in because we have gotten an amazing coupon code for you, because we're obsessed with them. If you guys didn't know, we went up to the One Hope Winery. When was that?
About 3 months ago. And it was the greatest experience ever. And
but I want, I'm decorating my house after that. I'm literally decorating my whole house after that winery. But this is what I'm talking about, is trying to negate certain things. So I'm just going to help you real quick with one of our favorite people, because I think we're just going to go straight up wine for everybody.
Everyone's getting wine this year.
Everybody's getting wine. Except for our non-wine drinkers. Like, we'll think of you with something else. But for our wine drinkers, we love One Hope because it is a Napa Valley winery that is built on hope and rooted in purpose. And every bottle that they have is award winning, and it supports a meaningful cause. Their commitment to high quality wine is just as important as their commitment to the causes that they support. So One Hope has donated over $5 million to causes around the world. You guys, it's so amazing because they really try to keep their wine not only to quality, but you don't have to sacrifice your wallet. So they have a whole collection that begins at just $25. So that's freaking amazing. And I'm actually going to give you the coupon code after Chris tells you just a little bit about why he's obsessed.
Well, here's why I'm obsessed. One is my favorite wine right now to drink, and it's really affordable. So you can get a lot of it and gift a lot of it without feeling guilty or restricted. But number two, as we've really gotten to know, you know, Brandon and Jake and the rest of the founders, these are people that are building a company around giving and around that common ethos of making a difference. And so you feel good with every bottle that you open, like you're making a difference.
So we wanted to make your life easier because we're actually making our lives easier with the Christmas list. So that's one thing that's taking off of our plate for the overwhelm. And if you guys haven't seen these bottles yet, they have the most gorgeous, best-selling glitter bottles. Like they're so all amazing. Shimmery. It's a full-on glitter bottle that I'm telling you, whoever loves wine, whoever loves champagne, they're going to be obsessed with this bottle. It's the prettiest bottle that you've ever seen. You're going to need to go to the website just to see the bottle. But if you guys do need to stock up, they have so many good discounts right now. But I'm also have a coupon code for $10 off your first order. So
you're welcome.
You're welcome. So what you can do is visit onehopewine.com/Lori, L-O-R-I, and you can use the code Lori, L-O-R-I, for $10 off your first order today. That's onehopewine.com/Lori with the coupon code Lori. And you guys, One Hope is spelled onehopewine.com/Lori with the coupon code Lori.
So whether you have gifts to get, or whether you just need to drink more because you're overwhelmed like us right now, there's a really good reason to go to onehope.com/Lori and use the coupon code as well, L-O-R-I, to get your $10 off.
So what else are you doing to help with your overwhelm? But that's like, this is a real hack though, you guys. So instead of like thinking of a million different things that you need to get your friends and family, is there one thing right now that maybe does have even a coupon that you can do that just actually, you can just kill all the birds with one stone?
Here's another thing I'm doing to really help with the overwhelm is I have not skipped my morning prayers and gratitude practice. That's the one thing that I have not cheated on. And I have not skipped our morning walk. There's times we almost skipped it, but we have not skipped it. And the proof is real, you guys. Like, we left this morning upset and like we didn't want to go on it. And 5 miles, today was a longer one, 5 miles later, we were completely happy and completely empowered and completely ready to go and said, oh my God, we got to sit down and record a podcast about overwhelm. And that, yes, we get it too. And yes, it's natural. And yes, it's okay. And yes, sometimes no matter what we teach you about, focus on the bright side. And, you know, we're looking at what we don't have, sort of what we have. We too fall victim to getting into looking at the wrong things, but you can stop it on a dime by doing a few of the right things. So those are my two things. What about you?
You know, I always just say this is life is a mind game. And like people who can like keep going while there's fires burning, people who can just kind of set aside that feeling that makes you want to stop, right? Because I will be so, my default is avoidance. Mm-hmm. Like I will watch myself with a to-do list that extends through spring of next year. And I will literally observe how I will want to like go an online shop or leave the house or like go get a coffee or like that's insanity. So my default is to want to avoid. And when I say that, or when I notice that, I literally say things to myself like, you know, this is all just like, you know, a game of who has the strongest mindset. I literally say things like that to myself, like, okay, dive in, go head first, like go head on. Like, what's the first thing you need to do right now to feel better? What is it? Is it your email? Like, what do you need to focus on to start moving this needle? But do not, I do that to myself. I'm like, do not leave this house. Do not go on that website. Do not go on Instagram. Like I have to get kind of tough with myself in a loving way, but I have to observe like you're doing it again. You're trying to avoid and you're making it worse. So what do you need to do to support yourself?
Now I've got one more thing that I've been doing to support us during this time of realizing, yes, we are overwhelmed. I've been saying no to good things. Mm-hmm. I want to make this really clear. Sometimes the best thing you can do is to say no to really good, shiny things. I said no to an incredible birthday trip that we could have gone on this weekend up to Napa, knowing that we are overwhelmed and that was just going to make me more overwhelmed. I've said no to an incredible holiday party coming up that I want to go to because I know that going is going to make, you know, fitting that in is going to make me feel overwhelmed. And I've been saying no to even great podcast guests that I had scheduled because something had to give. So I canceled them and pushed them off into the next year because sometimes your best choice is the lesser of two evils. And in this case, the lesser of two evils was pushing off a really great guest that you were excited to do. And you even had fear around pushing off. So I've been exercising this no muscle because I have no choice to, and it's starting to relieve some of the overwhelm.
Yeah, we always talk about that, right? Like what's your best worst option? And if you can't breathe and you're not enjoying the moment, like what needs to give? And sometimes if there's nothing to give, then you need to just say, you need to just focus on what you're grateful for and know that you're in a season.
Without a doubt. So guys, here's what I encourage you to do. Share this episode. Share maybe one tip that you use for getting over overwhelmed. Because the more good information that you can get out there into the world, the more we're collectively, we're all going to breathe that sense of relief a little bit.
And also, if you guys do want to order from onehopewine.com, the cutoff date for Christmas, if you are sending gifts, is the 14th. So I know I'm going to be ordering my wine. So you can, if we're close to you, expect a glitter bottle.
That's what I'm getting you, babe. Glitter bottles of
you know
wine.
They're my favorite.
I know. You'd be so, because
I put them on Instagram
so
all the time.
So go check that out at onehopewine.com.
/ Lori. Coupon code Lori.
Coupon code Lori, L-O-R-I.
All right, you guys, we're so grateful for you. Like Chris said, we want to know your one point because you know that I share all of your stories when you share your favorite takeaways. So until next time, what, Chris?
Earn your happy. And when good people make good money, they do great things.
Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.